It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Service and sacrifice.
You risk their lives for their country.
Thank you for your service.
So let's say
a big thank you
to all the veterans.
Happy Veterans Day.
Showtime.
Thank you so much. Let's not go too far into this without saying thank you, veterans. And you know what else? We don't thank their families enough, too, because all of their sacrifice, not only when they lose a veteran, but also somebody serving overseas, worried about that kid every single day of your life.
Man,
thank you so much for what you do,
yes,
too, because they serve as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's a different form of sacrifice, for sure.
Boy, you're not kidding.
So, yeah, thank you to everyone out there involved in serving our country and allowing us to do things like this. You know, allowing us to wake up and complain that we have to wake up so early.
It's no doubt.
Make that be the biggest worry of our lives.
No doubt about it. We have some good friends who, they have a young man who's now just graduated from officer candidate school in the Navy. Got his 4-year, then he went to OCS, and he's going to be on a ship. He's in the Black Sea, they think.
Wow.
Imagine this time of the world, man, though, in world events, worried about a kid in that area.
It's a tough time, man.
No
kidding. It's never easy.
Yeah.
But now I know what you mean. Everybody knows somebody who has a friend or family member in the military, is stationed somewhere. I have a friend, her son is stationed in Japan. Every time something's going on with North Korea, South Korea, I think of them, I'm like, oh, gosh, I can't even imagine his mother right now.
Much as we worry, imagine what they go
through.
All right, moving on. We've got a weekend on our hands, obviously, and that's good news, and it's going to be a cool front on Sunday, past all this storm stuff, but we can think about that stuff. Different story in Daytona. Oh, how about the impacts of Nicole that we just started to see really early yesterday? The center of the system kind of stayed north of them, but the beach erosion damage to some condos there, that destruction was massive.
This was shocking to see, man.
I couldn't believe it. And as the morning went on yesterday, we started to see more and more videos. I saw one part of Daytona Beach where 30 feet of the beach was eaten away.
Right.
So the foundation of these condo buildings was just gone.
And this is specifically, you know, in that whole Daytona area.
Yeah.
There's a part that actually I think the Today Show is out there right now as we speak. It's called Wilbur by the Sea. And it's this, you know, community basically on the Barrier Islands there that you go down A1A going towards Daytona Beach. It's just gone.
I mean,
it's total destruction. It looks like, I hate to say this, but it's true. It looks like the West Coast during Ian, which is an incredible thing to think about, where Ian, essentially, it wasn't officially, but essentially Category 5 comes through.
Sure.
We know the damage that did. And this is barely a hurricane, and it just completely destroyed this entire area.
It was really crazy. That area you mentioned was mostly single-family homes, right?
Yeah,
there was the condo damage, too.
The condo damage, too,
I think was a little bit north of there.
That's right, yeah. So, I mean, pretty much everything across that area of Florida on that East Coast, Wilbur by the Sea, and then just north there, you know, beach shores, and then up to Daytona. The beaches are just eaten up, and all these homes and parts of these condos are just falling into the ocean.
Yeah, it was bad.
It's unreal.
It was really bad. So hearts and thoughts go out to those poor folks, because there's a lot more destruction than I think anybody thought, because it was just, you know, I hate to say it, it was only a one.
Right.
This was erosion damage.
That's what this is. Yes. It was a storm surge issue that ended up happening because of the erosion that was already there from Ian, really.
Right.
And plus you had, you know, all these mitigating factors with king tide and full moon. And it was just awful timing for this thing to come in the way, and the angle that it came in. You know, we were thinking about, where's the center going to go?
Yeah.
But because of the way this thing came through, it caused all that erosion up towards Daytona.
Unbelievable. So what was considered a quiet hurricane season sure did a lot of damage for two storms. So we'll help them however we can. In the meantime, what the heck is going on with these western states, the slow-walking vote totals? Elections officials in those western states, mainly Arizona, but it's also Nevada. California's not been any peach either, and some other trickling House races that still aren't decided out there. Here's the latest as of last night, what the AP and our Newswire are saying. As of last night, 540,000 votes still hadn't been counted in Arizona. It's 500,000 votes.
I mean, there's
95,000 still unaccounted for in Nevada.
Totally inexcusable. It really is.
Waiting to learn who will win the Senate races that could decide the control of the chamber. What bothers me really a lot, you hear a lot about the governor's race we'll get to in a second with Carrie Lake in Arizona against Katie Hobbs. I heard basically nothing about the Blake Masters race against Mark Kelly in Arizona yesterday. There was like no information.
I know, it's weird. They're not talking about it a lot. I think I just saw Blake Masters on Fox News because it is getting closer, and now they're supposed to start counting some of these votes, but they already said it's going to go into early next week. There's no excuse for this. It should not take more than a day. I'm sorry. It should not take more than a day to get these votes counted. It never should.
Carrie Lake's still very confident.
Our followers have been so passionate, and they're waiting on pins and needles. I want them to know tonight I'm 100% confident we win this. When they count those, by the way, we're expecting them to go possibly 70% for us, maybe even more. Worst case scenario, we win by 53,000 votes.
And I'll say it again, despite the lack of information, I would hope, maybe not as much as she would get based on personality and the money spent on her, I would hope Blake Masters would get, you know, a similar percentage anyway. Who's going to vote for her and then not vote? Right. If they're so confident in that, who's going to vote for her and not for him?
Yeah, this isn't going to be a split thing like you saw, you know, in Pennsylvania.
Well, I hope it may be. I hope not.
I mean, you would hope not. Or maybe New Hampshire is a better example where, you elect the Republican governor and then Democrat senator.
That was insane to me. I yelled at my brother because he lives in New Hampshire. I said, what is wrong with your state?
You are directly responsible for this.
He's like, oh. In the meantime, we had a little bit about this before. This was an incredible discovery. Again, another one off our coast, off of Florida. There was a History Channel team that was looking for World War II damage and wreckage. They were going to do a documentary on it. What do they come across? A very important and very historic section that had never been discovered before of the Challenger wreckage.
It's incredible, man.
It's incredible,
it really is.
Here is one of the divers that was part of it. I assume they changed the focus of the documentary now. This guy's name is Mike Barnetta, one of the divers.
It's very rare when you dive down and find something such as this, and we were blown away when we realized what it was. This was the last thing we expected to find.
Every piece they find from this Challenger thing, they pretty much know, remember with the O-rings, they pretty much know what caused the disaster, but to piece this together again. And even more than that, though, I think it's part of history and a way to honor those astronauts and those lost in that tragedy, too. And that's exactly what NASA said.
I can assure you NASA will put the memory and legacy of the crew and the families foremost in its thoughts and planning as we move forward.
Yeah, I would imagine that they'd take that piece, whatever it is, and honor it and put it on display at the Kennedy Space Center. I don't know if you've been to the Kennedy Space Center recently, though. It's a great trip.
I was just about to say.
It's awesome.
I don't know. I haven't been there probably since 2010.
It's really good.
I know we weren't even married when Kristen and I went. We definitely didn't have kids yet, so it's been a while. Do they have a Challenger display there? I can't remember if I saw one when I went.
There's a lot to honor them, for sure.
Right.
Like in the astronaut room, it's kind of like a ring of honor kind of thing. And but they have the Atlantis.
Yeah, see, that I haven't seen in person.
It was like that blew me away, too, because you just go into this big room and they're talking about it. I'm like, oh, no, that's cool. All of a sudden, this voice comes in and goes, and now, after traveling 10 million miles, the back wall opens up, and there's the space
shuttle.
There it is. And you can walk up to it. It's on two floors. You can walk around and get very close to the space shuttle.
That's so cool.
It was amazing.
Yeah, we got to go back there. And that's where this piece of the Challenger deserves to be, and, you know, high place of honor. Gosh, absolutely. What a story.
Anyway, coming up next, what is Trump doing? We don't know. What is DeSantis' response to it? Probably should be nothing.
So far, so good.
And if he keeps quiet, he's going to drive Trump crazy about this
thing. That's the best thing to do. Just don't even say a word.
What are the Trump supporters saying about it? We'll find out coming up next. That and some headlines. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News coming up. It's rapid fire news on a Friday. Watch out now. It's about 11 minutes away. Karen's going to have all the headlines, and we're going to talk all over it. What's coming?
Yay.
Last year, Champlain Tower South, a condominium in Surfside, Florida, collapsed in the middle of the night. 98 people were killed. More than a year later, no one knows why the 40-year-old building fell.
Oh, 60 Minutes this Sunday. Doing a piece on the Surfside condo collapse.
Let me guess. It's going to be a hit piece on DeSantis somehow, some way.
Somehow, some way. Yeah. Well, and our friend, we do the Condo Craze and HOA show on the weekend. We've done it for like 13 years together. Eric Glazer is going to join you at 8 o'clock to talk about it because he has been interviewed. He's in it. In fact, he's probably going to have the last statement when it goes tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, yeah.
Ask him what it is, because they said, say that again, that could be the tick, tick, tick.
Really? They call it the tick, tick, tick?
The tick, tick, yeah.
By the way, I hate the tick, tick, tick. You know why?
Mm.
Sunday nights.
Yep.
After football, after everything you did when I was a kid growing up and still in grade school or whatever it was, high school, you hear tick, 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 tick. that was the sound of you didn't do any homework. Yes. You got the Sunday night scaries. Yes.
That's right.
And the next morning you got to go back to school.
Yep.
Exactly.
It was like hearing the school bell ring on a Sunday night. That's what it was.
It was like tick 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 tick. Yeah. Fun's over.
No.
Yeah. Tick, tick, tick. No, that'll be interesting though. It's one. You know what I want to ask him, honestly? I'm interested in the story, but I'm interested to hear like how they twist whatever he said.
Yeah, because...
Which I hope didn't happen.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. All right. Anyway, you'll talk to him at 8 o'clock. That more coming up.
All right, that and more in rapid fire. News of the day coming up in 10 minutes from Karen and us. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. By the way, don't forget, it's Friday, which means 9:03 we'll have our Friday football picks, including Jen's picks.
Oh, yes.
No. You know, you're recovering at home from a surgery. You don't get to escape from the Friday football picks. Forget about it.
No, the further away from her surgery she gets, the less excuse for not doing them. That's the way I look at it.
Man, are you a taskmaster?
That's right. Let's go, Jen.
God, what are you like in homeschooling with the kids?
Sit down. Make your picks.
So that's coming up as well. As well as Karen just told you, we're going to interview with Eric Glazer at 8:03 about that special coming up on 60 Minutes that he'll be involved with. In the meantime, speaking of sports, Diener, I have a sports update for you.
Oh, this
sports
is
director.
Another scoop. You scooped me yesterday.
Team USA.
Yes.
Has arrived in Qatar.
Oh, yeah,
for
baby.
The World Cup is about to happen.
Next week, next Sunday.
Literally the only person I know in my life that follows soccer.
I cannot wait for this. I mean, this isn't like, I'm not putting on an act. I am so excited for this. I cannot wait for this to begin next Sunday.
Did you see the thing from the, I don't know what it was, World Soccer Organization? They said, yes, in hindsight, it was a mistake to give the World Cup to Qatar.
Oh, no.
Because they're human rights violations.
Yeah, it's really
bad.
It's
a terrible country.
It's awful, yeah.
Gulf News, whoever they are, says the American players are the first to arrive.
Oh, wow.
For the global soccer tournament. They landed in Doha 10 days before the game start. The World Cup's about to start.
Yeah, man. Next
Sunday. And it goes
Sunday.
On for like what? It goes through Christmas.
I think the last day, it ends like right before Christmas. I want to say it's like December 18th, I believe, the final. So, I mean, you're talking a week before Christmas. I'm going to be switching between a Christmas story, Elf, and the World Cup final. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Just keep Elf on loop. You can't go wrong with that. Can't go wrong.
Oh, man. Well, you know, we'll see what happens. I do know this, and this is going to be huge ratings, I think. On Black Friday, England plays the United States.
See, that'll be big. Just built in. I mean, you got to, you know, versus so, original England.
You're going to have football and football on at the same time.
I have absolutely no idea. Does Team USA have any shot of beating Team England?
Yes, actually. They do. It should be a really good match. Team England has a couple of really good guys. But it's going to be a close one.
Did you say on Thanksgiving?
No, next day, Black Friday.
Black Friday, okay.
But there are games on Thanksgiving.
But Thanksgiving weekend on our American holiday. Can you imagine that?
Thanksgiving, you're going to have the Macy's Parade, World Cup soccer, and football.
No, I'm sorry. I don't have time for that. I'm going to be watching the Lions. Can we get away from having to, like, it's law. You got to put the Detroit Lions on a Thanksgiving game every weekend. Can we stop that?
Got to do it.
God. All right, real quick, we're gonna talk about this a lot during Rapid Fire. We're just gonna tell you right now. I think the discussion between Trump and DeSantis has only now turned to one possible thing, and one thing of interest: Ron DeSantis' response. That's all that matters. Is gonna determine how they go here. If you didn't catch up on it last night, Trump took another shot at DeSantis on his official Office of 45 letterhead, calling him Ron DeSanctimonious again. Playing games. Basically, he's upset that he hasn't denied that he's going to run again. And Trump takes that as an insult. He said as much. He takes it as an insult. This will probably be and would be the smartest move from DeSantis. Totally and completely ignore it. Don't even respond to it.
I mean, we were talking about this off air. I said the next time DeSantis gets in front of a camera and in front of a microphone, it is going to be the first, second, and third question that is posed to him. What do you have to say to President Trump? And so he's just got to give the right answer, which I think the best thing is what you said, focusing on what we have to do here in this state. You know, we're dealing with storm damage again, and he can have his opinion about things. I'm the governor of Florida.
I would even go so far as to say when he does respond to it, DeSantis should say, I don't really have any thoughts personally, but I'd like to thank President Trump for what he's done for the country.
There you go. Turn
comes
back
out,
around.
Comes out shining
yes.
on this. And that would drive. I think that would drive Trump crazy.
I think it would. I get what Trump's trying to do. Look, it's politics.
Absolutely.
I get it. He's trying to take down what he sees as his biggest threat for an opponent in 2024.
And that fight still needs to happen. It's good for the country. You need to figure out who the lion is. You do.
Yeah.
But not now.
just wait a little while.
That's all we're saying. All right, we got rapid fire coming up. Speaking of waiting, a couple of minutes away, 7:30-ish. Karen's going to have all the headlines, all the stories. We'll chime in, too.
It's 7:30, time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire with Karen Curtis on News Talk 850 WFTL.
It's that time, and it's Rapid Fire. It's Friday. Karen's got the headlines. We'll chime in. What are you starting with?
So, you know, when he was president, Trump would come out and attack people that attacked him.
Right. Or he thought was going to attack him.
Yeah. Well, now he's attacking Ron DeSantis. It's kind of shadow boxing with him because DeSantis hasn't said one thing except he told him to get out as a Palm Beach County resident because he needed to evacuate
really?
For Nicole.
No, oh, I didn't know that.
Just
you know you're in an evacuation zone. Get out.
Get out. No.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. So Trump got on Truth Social last night and, and just rambled on. This is part of what he said.
Trump calling DeSantis an average governor with great PR, claiming DeSantis came to him in desperate shape back in 2017 with low approval, bad polls, and no money. Sources close to former President Trump called his attacks on DeSantis a miscalculation.
Yeah, I guess miscalculation of timing. Because it's going to happen eventually.
And it needs to happen. And it's going to be good to happen, those two to duke it out. And I will tell you what, let me reverse engineer this. At the end of it, it's going to be Trump running on the Republican side in 24, and he's going to win. What happens in the meantime throughout that? Hopefully, there's just not too much collateral damage in the meantime. It's just too early.
That's the thing, right?
Why now?
And let's make it clear, too. I mean, people are afraid, oh, this is going to cause irreparable damage in the Republican Party. No, it's not. I know that's what the Democrats are hoping for, but what's going to happen here is they're going to fight it out. If DeSantis does decide to run, then they'll fight it out during the debates and everything, and then they'll be fine. Don't forget, Trump mocked Rubio incessantly, calling him Lil Marco, throwing water everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
He called Ted Cruz's wife ugly. I mean, he said some awful things about them and their family, and they're all best friends now, and he campaigns for them, and Cruz was defending Trump during his presidency. So this is how it goes.
Said in his ugly way.
Look what he did to John McCain, and he was dead.
Yes. I mean, they actually hated each other, but that's neither here nor there. But that's how these things go. And you brought up a great example, too, Bill, with Bush and Reagan.
If you ever look back to that campaign when they were campaigning against each other before he became the VP, it was nasty.
So this is politics. It's just what people don't like is the timing of it. And it's unprovoked as well. Yes. It's not like they're on the debate stage right now. I think that's the difference here.
But the other side to that is it's also a reminder. It is the official announcement that we are in the presidential campaign.
Yep,
it's
that's
just
right.
That instead of it starting a year early, it's starting 2 years early.
Yeah.
Or 2 years out, I should say.
No, the first shot was fired for 2024.
So what, Tuesday at 9 o'clock, Trump's making his announcement from Mar-a-Lago?
Right.
That's right.
Okay.
And he also came across as petty, talking about things. Like, he's not even that good of a governor. They just moved down here because of the weather. That's dumb.
No one really believes that.
No.
And DeSantis is just crickets right now. It's kind of pissing him off even more.
This could, it will. That could drive Trump crazy if he says nothing, but also praises Trump.
Yes.
He probably will.
That's the right way to go.
Right.
But, you know, DeSantis can fight back. Remember what he said about Governor Newsom and his hair gel.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, he's got it in him.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So former Hurricane Nicole is now a depression, thank God, heading over Georgia. Caused several deaths, like five in Florida. Mm. Two in Orange County. They were electrocuted by a downed power line. We always tell you.
Boy, that happens all
careful.
The time, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Gosh. But it also unearthed the bones of at least six bodies on Hutchinson Island. And they believe they're the bodies of an American Native American burial ground.
An amazing historical site.
Yeah.
Wow. What a find.
Yeah. There were two people walking on the beach. They found an old human skull, then an arm and a leg bone. And like, oh my God, 911. We found some bones. And
Sheriff's
then they investigated
it. Deputies did a good job. They you know, declared it. They have to declare it a crime scene, which is kind of weird at first because they can't have anybody touching it. And they have the forensics.
Yes.
So then the archaeologists come in and will officially designate it. And it's a big part of our history.
It
There's
is.
More we can learn about the formation of this state.
Yeah, and the Seminole Indians, the only not defeated. What is it? Undefeated? Anyway.
Unconquered.
You're talking football again?
Unconquered.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm talking about Hard Rock Stadium, which is buried on an Indian burial ground.
You literally dreamt this up.
They will overcome.
No, they had to go inch by inch before they built it to clear out the whole area. It was a mess.
Did Joe Robbie do that?
Yeah, Joe Robbie himself did it.
With a metal detector?
Might have got a little impatient.
A bone detector.
Okay. Just bulldoze it.
Okay, Elon Musk putting down the hammer on his Twitter employees. They had a all-hands-on-deck meeting. Here's the audio.
People do not return to the office when they are able to return to the office. They cannot remain at the company. End of story. I think we are not understaffed. I think we are overstaffed. That is my opinion, which you're welcome to disagree with.
And he also said we could go bankrupt.
Daddy's in charge.
Yeah.
I love it, too. I love that. All the business analysts. Oh, this is destroying the Tesla stock. He's too much time paying attention to Twitter. It's bad. It's bad. No, it's not.
He's going to be fine.
He calls himself the chief twit?
Yeah, he does. Yes.
All right.
More importantly, he got rid of, they say that they resigned. He lost another two. No, he got rid of the two of the main censors there, including the guy, Yoel Roth, who was in charge of censoring and suppressing the Hunter laptop news before the 2020 election. That guy's gone now.
No more.
That's a huge win yesterday.
Sure is. Yeah. Get him out of here.
Coming up on Rapid Fire, Tom Brady is in Germany looking for a Fraulein, ja.
The Germans.
The Germans. We'll tell you why. Time for your A50 WFTL traffic and weather together. So we are clearing up a serious accident that had the B-line down to one lane in both directions at Palm Beach Gardens. It was with the B-line highway at Jog Road. New accident 95 southbound on the exit ramp to Linton Boulevard in Delray.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
UWPTV First Alert Forecast. Well, Nicole is a tropical depression heading over Georgia, leaving behind drier air for us. Great news for the Stewart Air Show. At least for Sunday, it'll be a high of 81, low of 72, like a little cool front moving through, 6% chance of rain. But we do have like a 50-50 shot of some afternoon showers or storms for today and tomorrow. Highs in the mid-80s, lows in the 70s, currently 74, partly cloudy in the Palm Beaches, back to rapid fire. So a large section of the ill-fated space shuttle Challenger was found off of Florida coast. This is really interesting.
Another amazing discovery this week.
Yeah, this was from the History Channel.
Divers from the History Channel looking for World War II plane wreckage off the Florida coast instead came across something they never expected.
So what do you think this is, Jeff?
A 20-foot piece of an American tragedy.
Yeah, remains of the space shuttle Challenger. Blew up 36 years ago, killed six astronauts. They've found most of their remains.
Right.
Including teacher Krista McAuliffe. Apparently, there was a return to base that their little capsule could return back home if they could abort, but they didn't have that chance. So they found the capsule them in.
You think about the debris field. Remember that they spent years searching, trying to reconstruct exactly the wreckage and then figure out what happened. And here's a 20-piece chunk of it.
Yeah.
That they never had found because it was in the ocean. This is amazing. Did you hear NASA too? They're gonna put this right at the Kennedy Space Center and honor those that were lost with this thing. This is amazing.
Wow.
Really is something. My gosh.
I remember. We all remember where we were when that happened. Veterans Day today, thank you so much for your service. Largest parade is in Miami. It's the 14th annual celebration featuring veteran and military groups, marching bands, floats along Ocean Drive. And here is the mayor, Dan Gelber.
In our city, which hosted, in World War II, GIs who were training here, including my dad, who was in the Army Air Corps.
Yeah. So the parade begins at 11:11 a.m., coinciding with the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, commemorating Armistice Day that ended World War I. That's really cool. By the way, there's a golf tournament tomorrow. It's a first ever. It's for the nonprofit Veterans Unified Dream.
Oh.
And it'll be at Commons Park in Royal Palm Beach. It's the annual Unified Veterans Disc Golf Tournament.
Oh, okay. Disc golf. Yeah, right.
And honoring local. What is that?
Like with a frisbee.
Okay. Got it.
Commons is a great park. I would when we lived in that area, take the kids over there all the time.
Did a lot there.
Oh, it's a great spot out there.
Cool. So we'll go to our website, APTWFTL.com. We have the list of all the Veterans Day ceremonies and deals. So you don't want to miss that. Archaeologists say they've discovered another situation. Probably didn't know about this one. It's a possible tunnel in an Egyptian temple that could lead to Cleopatra's tomb.
What?
And wait Elizabeth a minute. Taylor's inside.
Yeah.
What a week for archaeology.
Yes.
Wow.
It's
Ross
so cool,
from
right?
Friends would be very proud.
He would.
Homo erectus.
You know what, though? They need to stop opening these tombs.
Yes. I was going to say that too. Yes.
Especially with the X-ray technology they have. We can see what's inside. Stop opening it. Didn't you watch The Mummy?
Yeah.
I remember.
Curse.
During COVID.
The King Tut tomb, they all died.
Yes, all that. And during COVID, remember that story about the ancient Japanese cursed rock? And it cracked in half and everyone's like,
Don't open this stuff.
No.
Leave it alone.
So apparently...
Imhotep, reveal yourself.
They found a huge religious center with more than 1,500 objects, including a large collection of coins printed with her image on it.
That is incredible. How about
that? That means it was definitely her era.
And wow. Alexander the Great. Yeah. And so,
really?
Yeah.
He's on the coins too?
Yeah. There's underwater tunnels that lead to the Mediterranean Sea and other structures, which will be the next step. It's going to turn into an Oak Island thing.
You flip the coin over, it's Richard Burton.
Are you joshing me about Alexander the Great?
No.
Did I fall for a joke there?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's real?
No.
That's amazing.
He was Mark Antony, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't on a coin.
Ah.
I don't know. So this nurse in Wisconsin cut this 62-year-old guy. What happened?
I still feel like I'm being tricked here.
No, you're not.
All right. Okay.
It was made with old gold, though.
Oh, come on.
All gold is old. Okay.
Go on.
Okay, so she cut off his right foot. It had frostbite, and she had no permission to do that from the hospital or from the patient who, like, died right after.
So hold on a second. We got a rogue nurse. It just, while the patient's hopefully under, on the table.
She hacked his foot off.
Just grabs the Sawzall and goes to work.
Boom.
Oh, boy.
She told co-workers she amputated the man's foot because it was dying from frostbite and she wanted to make it an exhibit in their...
What?
She went in her taxidermy shop and she wanted to put a sign up, wear your boots, kids.
So she took his foot off?
All right, this story you're making up.
I am not!
Karen, I swear, I'm going to go over there and look at your script.
We should do that. Which one of my stories is a complete
I will not be able to tell the difference. I mean, these are ridiculous.
Probably not a good idea because you are the only news department we have. So
I am the news
I'm going to vote against that one.
Okay.
That's a real story?
Yeah.
Psycho.
I know. So Sunday, the Buccaneers and Seahawks will play the first ever NFL game in Germany.
That's right. Hamburg, right?
Yeah. Have you ever heard the German NFL announcers?
No,
but I can't wait to.
You've never heard it?
No.
Like a touchdown call in German?
Oh.
I should dig one. It's amazing.
Because
they have NFL, they have the broadcast over there. But the German announcers are at every game. It's incredible. It's
really?
Even better than the Spanish language announcers.
Oh, I love the Spanish announcers.
Exciting.
Because it sounds like they're calling like some sort of invasion.
Oh, no.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Remember NFL Europe?
Oh, yeah.
And I think they had two teams in Germany, I think. Wasn't it the Rhine?
The Rhine Fire!
The Rhine Fire,
yeah,
yes.
They did have them.
And I think there was the Hamburg had a German team as well.
Sure did.
I like
right?
it because it starts at 9 o'clock on
Saturday. Yeah, that's right.
Morning.
Football in the morning is good.
You don't
good.
Have to wait till 1.
So if you live football. Like in California, you could wake up at 6 a.m. and start watching football.
That's right, baby. Wow.
Start your day with Tom Brady in Germany.
Jawohl.
Lorna and I were out in we were driving through Arizona and Utah during our honeymoon. We stop over at one place. I watch a promo. It was like, coverage starts at 9 a.m. I'm like, yeah! This is great!
On your honeymoon?
What a world.
That wraps up Rapid Fire. What great radio is coming up next?
We're going to do our thing to honor our veterans and their families. Thank you so much on Veterans Day. We should honor them actually every single day, but we'll talk about that as well as what the heck is happening with the Western vote count, the slow walk. Talk about that in an update, too, coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Thank you, Katya, and thank you, veterans, as she said very nicely there. The South Florida Morning Show, Newstalk 850 WFTL. It is Veterans Day. We should honor them every single day. But you know what? I like to say this, too, and their families.
Absolutely.
Families serve, too.
100%.
There's no doubt about it.
One of my good friends, I was talking to her a couple months ago. She's waiting for her husband to come back. I'm friends with them. I'm friends with both of them, actually.
Oh, wow.
And she was waiting for him to come back from Poland.
Oh, wow.
And she's there with four kids and on the base and everything like that.
Yep.
So just it's that's a lot of families. I mean, that's how they live. So
we just
thank you.
Got some good friends and their son, this kid, I've known him his whole life. He just got his 4-year degree, but then goes as a surprise, goes into the Navy.
Wow.
It goes to officer candidate school, graduates from that, did great, whatever. He's on a ship right now in the Black Sea.
Oh, man.
I mean, right in the middle of everything.
Time to be over there.
No kidding. And it's just, what a time, too, to be serving.
Right.
With the instability of the world. So it's just, we thank you for all you do. I'm always surprised every time of the year about the celebrities and artists, musical artists especially, that I had no idea are actually veterans. Everybody knows Elvis. We get that. I've heard the Johnny Cash stories and Kris Kristofferson, who was a, if you ever look into his story, he was an Army helicopter pilot in Korea.
Was he really?
And some of the stories he's told about that are absolutely amazing.
I never heard that, yeah.
Here's some other guy. Had no idea John Fogerty from CCR.
Did not know that.
Was in the Army Reserves. This one blew me away. This one I learned just this morning. The Doors keyboardist, Doors founder, Ray Manzarek.
Oh, man. For my money, the greatest keyboardist of all time.
Incredible. Wrote the music for most of those Doors hits with Jim Morrison. He was in the Army.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that either.
You get out of the Army, you go back to Southern California, and you start the Doors?
Hey, that guy looks stable. Let me go talk to him.
That's a diverse life right there.
You become friends with Jim Morrison. Wow.
I knew B.B. King was in the Army. I had heard that. Did you know Ice-T was in the Army?
I did not know that, actually.
Wow. The rapper kind of sort of guy, Shaggy. He was he's a Marine.
Shaggy. Yeah, I think actually I had heard about that. He was served in Desert Storm, I believe.
Wow. Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, I think so.
This one shocks a lot of people still, but it's God's honest truth. MC Hammer. Can't touch this. Hammer time!
I had no idea.
Navy veteran.
No idea.
Yep.
I mean, that one, I'm just trying to imagine MC Hammer as a sailor. He's making his way across the ship doing his hammer dance. I don't know.
Little known fact, Diener, the Navy gave him special parachute pants.
They must, yeah.
And they were yellow and shiny when he was surfing on the ship.
Stand out.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Just to throw this in there, one more thing about Veterans Day. Thank you, veterans. Every year, about 200,000 men and women leave the military, return to life as civilians, according to the Department of Labor. 200,000.
It's a lot.
So if you're just joining us back in South Florida, wherever you are listening, thanks so much for your service.
Welcome.
Again.
And I believe we have something on the website, I believe, about some of the different restaurants and deals and everything out for today, freebies and things like that.
That's good.
So you can take a look at that as well.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
All right, back to reality. Well, which seems unreal, unbelievably. What is with the slow walk trying to figure out who won these elections? What happens in Arizona, California, Nevada, other states, by the way, they're not off the hook either, affects us greatly. In Arizona, Carrie Lake, who's most likely going to become governor when all these late-day votes are finally counted.
You'd think so.
She updated her followers just yesterday and is still very confident.
Our followers have been so passionate and they're waiting on pins and needles. I want them to know tonight I'm 100% confident we win this. When they count those, by the way, we're expecting them to go possibly 70% for us, maybe even more. Worst case scenario, we win by 53,000 votes.
That's an amazing amount. I mean, and that's the late vote count that she's talking about, which were walked up, but day of.
Right.
So how do those people vote for her and not for Blake Masters, who you hear nothing about in the Senate race with him against Mark Kelly?
You would think, because he's down, I think, about 5% or so, which amounts to about 110,000 votes the last time I checked this morning. You would think that there's enough in there, because they're still talking, 400,000 votes or so still out there?
Well, this is what the AP said last night, and this may be a little bit off. I'm not too sure, but regardless, it tells you the story. They're saying that there are 500,000, over 500,000 votes still to be counted in Arizona.
That's ridiculous.
27,000 votes. Let me see here. No, it's serious. It's 80-something thousand still to be counted in Nevada. And they still have, there's 12 congressional races that haven't been decided from California.
That's all from one state.
My God.
By the way, it looks like, speaking of the congressional races, it looks like Lauren Boebert is going to take her seat back there in Colorado. As of this morning, there was a 98% of the vote counted, and she was up by 1,200 votes.
How about that?
Close race.
Wow.
But it looks like she's going to take it.
You just never know. This is everybody knows how preposterous it is.
And the bad thing is, the longer it takes, the more it just reeks of corruption.
Right.
And that's the sad thing.
Right.
And
so you want to, don't tell me about, democracy's on the ballot. Why don't you fix the ballots?
Exactly.
Why don't you cure the problems that have plagued this country with our electoral process? That's what's causing doubt.
Because what scares me is the longer this sits out there, the longer the Democrats have a chance to win these seats,
right,
the more opportunity for them to try to go in and pull some shenanigans make sure that they do.
All right, and better news, just a little over an hour from right now at 9:03, we have our Friday football picks. That's always fun as we kind of head into the weekend, including Jen's. Steven's in contact with her now. That's all going good.
Yep.
I had teased you before during Rapid Fire. I asked you guys if you had ever heard, because there's the Germany game this weekend with the Bucks.
Yeah, 9 o'clock, the Bucks against the Seahawks.
You've never heard the German announcers, the German NFL announcers?
I honestly have never heard this. I've heard the Spanish announcers, and they're fantastic.
It's an awesome thing because they're trying to promote the game internationally, right? So here's a little clip from a trick play in 2016. You hear clear as day Russell Wilson. It's the Seahawks trick play or something would have happened.
And this is them calling the game from Germany, or the German announcers at the Seahawks game, right?
Oh, at the Seahawks game.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what they do. It's not and the game that the Bucs game this Sunday, you're not going to hear in German. It's,
yeah.
No, this is just their radio broadcast. But how awesome is this?
Alle sieben Versuche von Russell Wilson. Oh! Trickspielzug der Seattle Seahawks. Der war nicht schlecht, mein lieber Scholli.
I don't even know what the hell happened, but I just love it.
I love it. Oh, ho, ho, ho. They're wonderful.
Isn't that great?
Wunderbar.
And for a while, the Spanish language announcers were going, go. I think Goodell told him to stop that. It's not soccer.
Oh,
stop.
My gosh. I love that. I'm going to try to find the German announce team for this game on Sunday.
Oh, it's great.
That's really good.
All you heard is Russell Wilson. Oh!
That's great. Oh, man.
All right. We got more headlines coming up next. We've got the fight between Trump and DeSantis, kind of, sort of, or is it a non-troversy? But what's the DeSantis response? We'll talk about that coming up. And the most controversial thing we talk about all year has been finalized. The Toy Hall of Fame.
Don't do this to me.
The inductees.
If He-Man is not in there, I'm walking. I'm just letting you know.
It's next. The South Florida Morning Show.